Years ago, at age 10, I sat in the back row of a little storefront church. Spirit of God touched my heart. I stood, made my way across the pews and out into the aisle and down to the altar, where I bowed my knees and I accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. Others were praying with me, as I could hear in the background songs of the church, like Old Time Power, written by Charlie D. Tillman in 1895. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. They were in an upper chamber. They were all with one accord when the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by the Lord. Yes, the power from heaven descended with the sound of a rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them as the Lord said he would send. Yes, this old-time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promised to believers, and we all may have it too. On Monday, I asked my father to take me back to the church where I could pray at that altar again. Now, Dad was the caretaker of the church, and he carried the keys. So he took me back to the altar where I could pray, and he'd take that opportunity to practice on the organ next to me. Every day for 2 weeks straight, my dad took me back to the church where I could pray at that altar, and I could talk to my Lord Jesus. After 2 weeks straight, my father said, "You know, son, you don't have to go to the altar there to pray. You can pray anywhere. God's everywhere." I said, "Oh, Dad, I know, but that's the place I first met Jesus." You couples, remember the first place you met? Well, this was truly special to me. 2 years later, at age 12, I'm at a church camp meeting. A bunch of us kids went down to the altar, and after 2 or 3 minutes, the guys all got up and slipped out the back screen door. One of them leaned over and said, "Hey, Gary, come on, let's go play ball." I said, "What? Oh, you go ahead. I'll catch up with you." "Excuse me for the interruption, Lord." "Lord, don't they feel what I feel? Don't they feel the fire that burns in my soul?" And the Lord said, "No, they don't." 8 years later, at age 20, I entered the ministry. I heard a couple pastors talking one day. They said, "Man, I had a hard time last Sunday, like plowing concrete. I just couldn't get in the mood." And silently I prayed again and said, "God, in the mood? Lord, don't they feel the fire that burns like it does in my heart?" And the Lord says, "No, not at this time. They don't." And I thought about Jeremiah, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I think about Luke 19, Jesus triumphant entering into the city, and the people saying, "Jesus, tell these people to be quiet. Tell them not to carry on." And he answered and said unto them, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." I had a brother tell me once that we don't carry on like that in our church. Now, my personal summary of that is this. One of two things is wrong. Either one, Jesus doesn't pass by there, or two, they're more dead than stone. Oh, people, it's time for us to grab hold of the horns of the altar and break through the portals of glory and ask God to bless me, ignite in me a fresh flame, and once again, let me acquire the fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm Gary Uphold. God bless.